Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 to 28. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Parents always want the best for their children. So we shouldn't be too surprised that James and John's mother came to Jesus and asked for them to have the best seats in the new kingdom. Jesus pointed out that she'd got it all wrong. In the kingdom of God, the goal was to be the last, not the first, to be a servant rather than a master. And incredibly, Jesus himself, who had every right to be generously served, came in order to be a servant. Now let's be honest, we all love to be served. We enjoy the thought of being in a beautiful hotel where all our needs are perfectly met and where we have absolutely no work to do. Such experiences are right and good. But the way of life to which Jesus calls us is the exact opposite. He calls us to pour out our lives for others in just the same way as he did. In every church and community, there are innumerable volunteer roles that need to be filled. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to say that our society would not operate without hundreds of thousands of willing volunteers. Volunteering can sound at times like a big burden, but Jesus is offering us a completely different perspective. He presents service as the way to life through which we'll find purpose and fulfillment. That is not to say that serving others is always easy, far from it. It's often costly and difficult, but through pouring ourselves out for others, we find true fulfillment and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So let me ask you a personal question. In what ways have you found fulfillment in your service? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that Jesus came to be a servant. Thank you for every opportunity you give me for serving others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.